Okay. By the way, in the Yerushalmi, tonight's Daf Yomi is actually Beitza, because Beitza comes after Pesachim in Yerushalmi. The Bavli, after Pesachim, you have Yuma and the Eshkolim and then Yuma. But in the Yerushalmi, the order is different, and tonight's Daf Yomi, today's Daf Yomi is actually the 15th Gemara Beitza, and we are tonight going to be about 15 blot before the end of Pesachim, so we're still about a month behind. Keeping consistently about a month behind. And oh no, what is it, MM? Oh no, we made up some ground actually. The last blot of Pesachim is Ein Aleph, and tonight we're going to be 12 about 27 days behind only. They only have a very short winter break this year. They only have like a week. So I don't know. We'll see. All right. But we can't certainly can't stop. No, class for sure. Yeah. We can learn somewhere else. That's fine. All right. There's nobody here either. We're at the top of Nuchas and Ralph. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Rabbi Yochanan. Adam kovea chaveiro korban nazir. It's not clear exactly what kovea means, but Pnei Moshe means he can designate chaveiro for his friend a korban nazir shalom midaitu, even without his friend's awareness. Avolino marvish shalom midaitu, can't actually separate it without his consent, because you can't make a korban hekdesh for your friend except for your wife, as we saw yesterday. You can't make a korban hekdesh for your friend unless you have his consent. And even for your wife, it's only certain korbanos, which we talked about yesterday, right? The zov, yoledes, and the keva. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say you can do it for any zov, yoledes, and mut mitzora, but not, and everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only those four carbonas, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzorah, not any other carbon in the world. So here we see that. Adam Kovea, Chaveir, Carbon, Nozer, Shalom, Bidaitel, Veinom, Avi, Shalom, Bidaitel, can only separate with his friend's consent. Rabbi Zirashim, Rabbi Yohan said, Adam Kovea, Chaveir, Chatos, Chelev, Shalom, Bidaitel. A person also can designate a Chatos for an Avera, such as eating Chelev, for his friend without his friend's awareness. Veinom, Avi, Shalom, Bidaitel, but the actual setting aside, being makdish, it has to be done with his consent. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Lezer said, Adam shochet pisro chaveiro b'shalom b'daito. You can check the Kohen Pesach of your friend without his consent. Avleinam afi shalom b'daito, but you have to set it aside with his consent. Without his consent, it doesn't work. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Now, here we have one of the most messed up sugis in all of the Yerushalmi, at least that we've done till now. Lieberman just says he doesn't understand it, and he has to change it around, and he doesn't want to bother with it. So I photocopy for the Mashbiach, who does a pretty nice job of it, and I'll read with you from the Mashbiach. In the Mashbiach on page Vav, he has just the entire Girsa. After having long explanation for how it should, why it should read, how it should read, and how he changes it, he just gives you the whole thing verbatim there in the black print, so we can just use that instead of going line by line the Gemara and changing. And it says, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Masnisa lo amrakein. Our Mishnah seems not to say that way. Our Mishnah says, Aisha bismanchi bebeis balo. Do you see that in the block print there? Aisha bismanchi bebeis balo. It says, a woman when she's in her husband's house, shachda lea afil, and her shachda lea via, her father shechts for her. Or and her husband shechts for her Korban Pesach. Tell him Shal Bala she has to eat from her husband. Now, says the Gemara according to Mashbiach, manon kayomin. Manon kayomin. What are we talking about? Im b'memachin. If we're talking about a case, I tried to stall as long as possible for you to get here tonight. You're making that very difficult. We're doing from the Mashbiach tonight. Now the word mamachin, the Mashbiach translates a very unique way. Mamachin translates as meaning, and it has to say that way. Mamachin means she chooses. He gives the Yiddish translation. He says, for those of you who know Yiddish, onweisen, and onweisen means to show or to demonstrate, right? So when she unvises which carbon she wants, if she wants her husband's or her father's carbon, pshita, it's obvious that we go by the one to which she indicated that she wanted. Ela be'enu mamachin. So it must be that it's talking about it must be a case where she didn't demonstrate. And masnisa beinu mamachin. It comes out that our mission is talking about where she didn't designate, and yet nonetheless, it said both her husband and her father shechted the korban pesach for her. So what do we see? We say that the people can set aside a korban pesach for you, despite the fact that you didn't indicate anything about it, which is not like Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar says, "Avolein mafrish shalom midaito." You're going to start Korban Pesach with the owner, with the owner's acquiescence. Here we see you're doing it without the owner's acquiescence. So that's the Mishnah. You know what? Stam Mishnah. Stam Isha Mimacha Loimar Eitzel Baliani Roitza. It's not a Raya for our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that she goes by her husband. Why she goes by her husband? Because the stam das of a woman, the generic intent of a woman, is to say that she wants to go with her husband. So therefore, don't think our Mishnah is that he were being mafrish without her awareness and without her acquiescence. Stam das of a woman is to acquiesce to her husband setting aside. Okay, amana mau. Now, what about a case where you have an amana? Now, an amana has two options. Obviously, no husband, but her options are that she can do her own Korban Pesach, or she can go with her kids, and her kids shechted the Korban Pesach on her. So says the Gemara, what's it in by amana? I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba said, "Tipata sheish labanim." Let's talk about a case where she has sons. This time, Misha Machal Amar Itza Bonani wrote. So in that case, she goes by her kids, because we assume most Amonis want to go and participate in the Korban Pesach of their kids. Period. Getting back to a woman who's newly married, Holcha Regular Rishon Lasus Beveis Avia. It says in the Mishnah that if she goes to her father's house, the first year after that she gets married, she can eat whichever one she wants, whether she wants for her husband, whether she wants from her father. Now that's exact quote from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yirmi, that's just a quote. Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yochanan said, Masnisa be'inu mamachin. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where she doesn't designate who she wants to, and therefore, since she's in her father's home, she gets to pick and choose whether she wants her father's or her husband. Says, whoa, leisa da pligad Rabbi Zira mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. This is not arguing that which Rabbi Zira said in Rabbi Yochanan previously. This is Rabbi Yirmi named Rabbi Yochanan saying our Mishnah is talking about where she doesn't designate. Yet before we said name Rabbi Yochanan, Adon Kovei Chatas Chelev Shalom Midaito, Avleinu Mefri Shalom Midaito. A person has to acquiesce. He has to have specific acquiescence to whichever korban is being taken off on his behalf. Yet here it says that even though Rabbi Yirmi says name Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah talks about Be'enu Amachin, she didn't have specific acquiescence, still she can go with her husband. How could that be the case? It's a direct contradiction again. Rabbi Yochanan earlier had said that by a chatos, you need to have his acquiescence before the fact. And here we see in our Mishnah they don't need the acquiescence before the fact. Says the Gemara, Shani Pesach. Pesach is different. You know why? Shani Chatos, it's different than Chatos. Pesach, An interesting distinction. Pesach l'shetimcheh, by Pesach, when she protests. Here, the mechor finally means protesting, not choosing. Pesach, when she protests, roi huli skaper. She can, it's the Pesach is still kosher, because who can use the corn Pesach in that case? She says she doesn't want to be it. Who can use the corn Pesach in that case? The other members of the Chabura. Because somebody made her a member of the Chabura, it means it must be another member of the Chabura. So at Pesach, if she protests, somebody else could still be sacrificed for Pesach. It doesn't render it unfit. However, again, Shani Pesach l'shetimcha roi l'skaper. Chatos l'shetimcha in a roi l'skaper bo. Chatos, there's nobody else to subscribe to it. So therefore, that's why by a Pesach, we're more making, let's say, someone can be mafish or korban Pesach on somebody else, even though that person not acquiesce. Why is that? Because if worse comes to worse, what's going to happen to the korban? So only he'll use it, not the other person. Nishkeferlach. But by a chatas, we don't let you do that, because if the other person doesn't want to use your chatas, what has to happen to your chatas in that case? Probably has to die. So therefore, it's really not going to let you get away with that. Okay? That's the hard part. Let's go back to the Gemara now. And so, you know what? You might, well, should you follow the Mashbiach? No, let's do it in the Gemara inside. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, even though Mashbiach continues. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, 3 lines to the bottom, Nun Chesamav. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, actually, there's a header here. Although the Gemara doesn't have the header. No, it doesn't have a header. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Berega Rudufim Shonu. Rabbi Yochanan said that which we learned in the Mishnah, that even when she's in her half-father's house, she's allowed to eat from her husband's korban. And this is the first yontif after she got married. That's the first yontif after she got married, which is called Rega Rudufim, the yontif of pressures. Now, nowadays, every yontif is a pressured yontif. But in the old days, the first yontif after she got married was pressured because she wants to go back home. And her father really wants her to get along well with her husband so she doesn't end up being back home permanently. So sheer pressure is to go back and participate in her father's Korban Pesach. Because the father himself is going to pressure her to be involved in her husband's Korban Pesach. So therefore, then this yontif, she can have equal shaychus to both her father and her husband, and she gets to pick and choose which one she wants. Okay, Amar again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Berega Reduvin Shano Ezer Rega Reduvin. Amar Rabbi Sabun Zer Rega Rishon is the first yontif when she wants to come home. Shavia Rodefes. Her father, however, is pressuring her with base paula that she should join in her husband's korbanos. Locha Rega Rishon. What if she didn't go home the first yontif when she got married? First yontif she went to the new in-laws. Rega Sheni Maushitasa Rega Reduvin. Does the second one become the regular Redufin? L'olam, what if she missed that one too? L'olam is a regular Redufin? Does she have a regular Redufin for all eternity? In other words, 20 years later, if it's the first yontif if she's home after she's married, does it apply then? Amona ma'ushelo regular Redufin. Now the Mashbiach takes out this question altogether. He says Amona doesn't have a regular Redufin. And the other Mefarshim have very strange patent. They say a woman is a widow. Does she have pressure from her home and from her deceased husband's home, which counterbalances that or not? And that's a very difficult thing. What are her deceased husband's home? Why are they applying pressure on her? Probably don't like her. So what I think it means is that you have a woman who's getting married the second time around. She's an almana from her first marriage, now she's getting married a second marriage. On the Shilas, does she have the same concept of regular Redufin, that the first time after she gets married, she wants to go back home, or is she already more mature, and therefore she doesn't have that concept anymore? So Nishmina min Ado, let's start from here. Holcha regular rishon lasos beis avia. She goes the first yontif to make in her father's house. Now the Mashbiach takes out the next two lines, and he says that this tells us that it's only the first yontif, not any yontif afterwards. But the way the Yerushalmi itself reads, if you read the next two lines, I adamara, according to the could be either, or according to Mashbiach could mean valachibor. And this teaches us, lo'olam yesh reg redufin, she always has the first yontif after she goes, when she goes home after she's married, no matter how late it is, she still is reg redufin. And the deacon, she's actually has to be holcha. It's when she goes home for the first time, she actually goes home, that's when she has the opportunity to split between her father and her husband. However, she didn't go home any of the Yontovim, so therefore she continues to have license. Now, the first Yontov, after she gets married, that she's home, she gets the choice between her husband and her father, and she doesn't have to, she can get to pick either one she prefers. Anna Damra, this teaches us, Amana Yesha Regudufi. Now, again, according to my pshat, again, the Mashbiach takes this out, but according to my pshat, it means that, since it says, that base of via, so it means as long as she has a father's house, even though she's an almana, she was already married once before, as long as she has a father's house to go back to, she still has regular redufin, which is the first yontif home when she has this tug of war between her husband and her father, and she gets to pick who she wants to affiliate with. Rabbi said the second call yontif she comes home, of course, even she comes home, the second yontif she gets married, since it's no longer regular redufin, she doesn't get to pick and choose. Rather, who does she have to default to? Her husband, absolutely. Okay? Now, the Mashbiach takes out the next three lines because he already put them on Amud Aleph. This is, he put them elsewhere. And we'll continue three lines later. I'm Rabbi Lozer. Everybody see it? I'm Rabbi Lozer. Pislon shel nashim mishus. The current base of women is optional. The Dokin love is a Shabbos. And, nevertheless, even though it's optional, it pushes off Shabbos. So I vote which pushes off Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Lozer said, Pislon shel nashim mishal vodim mishus. The pace of women and avodim is rishus. The kol shekain shadochin love is a Shabbos. But the pace of avodim is certainly doicha Shabbos. The reason it's certainly doicha Shabbos is b'nei Moshe is because suddenly avodim might someday be actually chayev completely. So therefore they're on a higher notch than the woman in terms of korban pesach, and therefore their korban pesach certainly is doicha Shabbos. Matzos amaut. What's their status vis-a-vis matzah, the women? Excuse me, Rabbi Lezer Amar, Chayva, their mandate, eat matzah. The night of Pesach. Rabbi Zira Amar, Machlokis, it should be, not Rishus, but Machlokis. Rabbi Yilo Amar, Devera Kol, Rabbi Yilo says it is, everybody agrees that they're supposed to eat. Masnisa, Masin, Messiah, Ledain, so obviously the both, Masnisa, Messiah, Ledain, Masnisa, Messiah, Ledain. It writes like each one of them. Masnisa, Messiah, Rabbi Zira, who said that they don't have to eat. What's that? It says Chazeres Matzah Pesach Laila Rishon Chova. The Morah, the Matzah, and the Pesach the first night are all mandatory. Why are they mandatory? Because they're all linked to each other, right? Hamatzos Morim Yachlu. Well, that would teach us that. No. That nowadays, when there's no Pesach, there would be no Chiyah for women to eat. It's only when there's a Pesach that they're mechuyev. And since there's an opinion that Pesach is a reshus by women, what would that man's opinion, what would that Atana's opinion be about women vis-a-vis the matzah? It's also reshus. So they wouldn't be mechuyev as manas, at least not mitaraisa. And even when there was a Pesach, for them to eat matzah would be a reshus, would be optional, not mandatory.
But matzah, we said, was maybe a raisa.
Now we said that because we hold like the next brisa, but not like this brisa. Okay, Masnisa Messiah Rabbi, that's a brisa which holds that it's reshus, right? Chazera, that's why Chazera is matzah pesach lila rishon chova the following day shar kohem im reshus. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi, that's a brisa which goes like Rabbi Hila that the chayiv im is manazet a raisa, and therefore the chayiv even though they're not chayiv im korban pesach. Says Losochel of Chomet, says the Joshua more familiar with, don't eat on the corn base of Chomet, Shivas Yomi Matzos Tocha. Some days eat matzah. Lechem Ani, the bread of afflictions, the Pasuk. Eshu Bebal Tocha Chomet, anybody's forbidden to eat Chomet, Chareo Bebokumel Chomet is required to eat matzah. Noshim women of Haim Bebal Tocha Chomet, since they are required to abstain from chametz, therefore raise the merim b'kum al-chamatzah, therefore they do have the mitzvah to eat matzah. Okay, so that's the other opinion, which shows that women in matzah are mandated. Ask the Gemara, I don't stand. How can you say the mandate to eat matzah? What do you think we learn? Kol mitzvah say, shasman gram, any mitzvah say, which is time contingent. Anoshim chayavim, anoshim pturos. Women are liable and women are exempt. Rabban Rabban said, "Chaimrei mitzvah sasei shibam mikach lo sasei." That's true. But that's normally the true. But here, the mitzvah sasei is contingent on a lo sasei, meaning it's contingent on not eating chametz. So therefore, since they came linked together, therefore they become linked together in the chiyuv as well. Now, va'asik v'andamar pislon shel nashim rishus. According to most of Farshim the Korbanei, the Pnei Moshe, Lieberman, this line is completely out of line here. This line really has to do with the sugya in Masechta Chala, and has to do with the fact that we don't let women come and make Pesach Sheni, and that's because we owe women on Pesach Sheni are Rishus. They don't have to come, so therefore they shouldn't come. Why? We'll see momentarily. But the Mech HaMayim says a much better shot, in my opinion, much more glap shot. He says that this thing, this last piece of Gemara, which said that we have to learn the Chiv of Matzah out from Chometz, that's necessary according to Man Damar holds Pesach is Rishus. That even according to he holds Pesach is Rishus, he still holds that Matzah for women is mandatory, right? Because even though he had Pesach, Matzah Sumroim Yachlu, it's linked to the Pesach, but the other Chiv, which is linked to Chometz, that's not time contingent.
Didn't
he also
happen to believe that the women were
mishtatek and
the
Yubah
from Mitzrayim?
That's why they have Chayv and Arbakos is to Rabbanah. Torah doesn't have that concept of since Afeinu Yubah Sonesh, they have to do that. Only the Rabbanahs have that. At least as far as I recall. Tani, we learned. Ha'isha Osa Pesach, we have big machlokas. We have this in Mishtat Techala. Ha'isha Osa Pesach, Harishon Latzma. Before we see it, let me test him. What do we see from this? The end of the story, it's going to come up here again, but I want to test you. We're going to, at the end of the story, we saw the famous Gemara, famous in our little circle here, which teaches us that women's minyanim are also. Remember what Gemara that is?
Yes. Well, it has to do with bringing there was a discussion in a Gemara on the
base, on the bottom. Same discussion about to have. What was it about?
Well, it had to do with Uriah. I think I refuted Uriah, although you don't accept it as such, because Uriah certainly was not compelling.
Okay.
It has to do with observing Pesach Sheni.
Absolutely, very good. That's something what I was about to say. Okay. Tani, excellent. Aisha also Pesach Rishon Latzma. A woman can make Pesach Rishon on herself, by herself. She doesn't need to be part of a chabure. V'asheni tefilachem for Pesach Sheni can join up with men. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yosi Meir, Aisha also Pesach Sheni Latzma. Afilu b'Shabbos. A woman can make Pesach Sheni even by herself, even on Shabbos. It's like a Shabbos. V'ain tochem Arishon. Of course she can make Pesach Rishon by herself. He's the most liberal. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, it's a typo. It's supposed to be Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Noimer. Ha'isha oitza Pesach Rishon tefeil la'acherim. A woman makes Pesach Rishon, excuse me, it's part and parcel of a chabur of men. Venos of Pesach Sheni can't make Pesach Sheni at all. My time, Rabbi Meir, what's the tusvah of Rabbi Meir? Ish l'seh l'beis avos. It says men should take a lamb for each household. And then it says seh l'abois afterwards. It's if it repeats itself, right? He said celebes avos. So what's celebes? So he learns that imratzu lebais. If they want, they can make their own bais. They can make their own chabura. Make feminine tzedarim, right? They don't have to have a chabura with men because it says celebes avos. That's for the men, and celebes that's for the women, right? That's right. Mayor's for my time of the Rabbi Yossi. What's the logic of Rabbi Yossi, who says a woman can even make Pesach Sheni by herself? So he darshens celebes avos kol shekein labayis. He says it's said. Now this is a very difficult drasha according to Rabbi Yossi. It's not clear at all how he darshens it, but the way the Pnei Moshe darshens it, he says that it says celebes. And it says celebes avos. I forgot just a second. Yeah, it says celebes avos. So it could have said cela avos, or it could have said celebes. Yet it says celebes avos. And then again it says celebes. So he says celebes is for women, Pesach Rishon. Cela avos is for men, Pesach Rishon. the sale. Abayis, the second one is not for Pesach Rishon, for Pesach Sheni, to teach us that women can make their own chabur on Pesach Sheni as well. Okay, and even though it's Rishus and Stoich Shabbos. My time at the so it's again. I say it's celibate. Each celibate of us, koshke abayis, the second bite is superfluous. The second bite come to teach us Pesach Sheni. My time with Ezra Shimon, who says women can make Pesach Sheni. Ish says a man is nidche Pesach Sheni. My low ish or not a woman. Mama kaim rabbanan ish. What rabbanan do with ish? Prashluk prala cotton. Cotton doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. I'm having yaya. Even according to the opinion, it says Rishus here, but it should be Choyva. In the opinion of women on Pesach Rishon are Choyva, Shnia, Shania, he, Pesach Sheni is different. Even because Pesach Sheni is Rishus, we do not let them do Pesach Sheni. Why? Because we're afraid that people will think it's obligatory. So we don't let women do mitzvahs, even those mitzvahs are available to them, and people are going to think they're mechuyev in mitzvahs for that reason. And that was the raya against women's prayer groups. You remember why you why I said it's not a raya?
The distinction I made is that Pesach Sheni, they have no chiyuv, so therefore you can say you don't want them to do something to convey us something which they don't have.
Which is a short sense of chava.
Tefillah for women, though. Right. There is such a distinction.
I don't think so. You're right. I still don't think so. But I'm so impressed that you remembered that. I certainly am not going to argue the point with you.
While you were doing this, I was racking my brain. What was the distinction?
It's good that you remember the Gemara is stronger than the distinction. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Yosef Shishachta Lov Aputropim, we said in our Mishnah, if an orphan had his guardian shechted him, he had two of them, Yochem Mimokum Shurot, so he can eat from either one. Masisa Biyosem Koton, that's about by a minor orphan. He's an adult orphan. He's no different than Kamana Atzmor Shne Psochim Kachas. He's no different than somebody who puts himself on two Psochim. And he can't do that. The Tara Bichia Nimna or Shnei Psochim Ka'achas, some of you who joins on two Psochim at once, Ochem Me'ezim Me'en Yitzer, whichever one he wants. Now, the Gilin Ashasya goes to contortions. The Bavli doesn't hold that way. The Bavli holds if you point yourself on two Psochim, you're stuck. Excuse me. You can't eat either of them. But the Ushami holds that you get to eat from the first one which you choose, whichever one you want. Okay, Gilin Ashas tries to reconcile the Bavli with Ushami. It's very difficult to do so. So I'm just not going to bother telling you what he says. Rabbi Yisrael says, Masnitz Omer King. Our Mishnah tells us this. The following Mishnah. It says, Shochag Divit Le, if your agent slaughters for you both a goat and a sheep, Yochem in a Rishon eat from the first one. So it tells us when you're imparted to Chaburis, eat whichever one you want. And the Bavli says it's not talking about a commoner, it's only talking about a king and a queen who have special needs and delicacies and blah and blah. Well, Ramai said the Yushami doesn't use any of those chilukim. It just says whichever one you want, you get the first one. When you both want both equally, you get the first one which is slaughtered on your behalf. Okay, Evachil Shnei Shufim. Now, if you have a slave of two masters, Lo Yochal Mishal Shneim, he can't eat from either one, because the other one impedes upon him. How can he eat from them? He can't. I phrased the question very badly. He can't. Each one of these masters has his own chabura. If the masters join together in one chabura, of course he can join their chabura too, right? So each master has his own chabura, so therefore he can't join with either chabura, because his other master impedes upon him from going. So what the two masters have to do actually is they have to give him funds and let him start buying on his own. Otherwise he has no possibility of fulfilling Korban Pesach that year. Okay? So says the Gemara, he doesn't have to, he's an Eved, so he's like a woman, he's exempt from it, but he doesn't have the capacity to do so. Rabbi Yossi Amar Ein Rishus L'Rabo Lomar. His master can't say lo to him next word should be divided into, it should be EFSHI. His master can say to him, EFSHI should tamana a Pesach. Rabbi Yossi argues, says his master can't prevent him from going and joining another Pesach. Avol omrim lo, but they can't say, EFSHAR shetimne alze ela alze. You cannot, they could say, it's not possible, we can't allow you to join this one, but rather you have to join another one. Meaning, I forgot what this precludes, but I think it precludes is that they can't bar an Eved from going on a Korban Pesach. An Eved has the right to have a Korban Pesach, but the thing is they can say, we don't want you to go on this Korban Pesach. Because they're slaves. Since the slaves have to listen, the restrictions the masters place upon them. So though the masters can't take away from them the chiyuv to make a korban and Pesach, they effectively bar them from doing so by barring all opportunities for them to perform the korban Pesach. They say, we don't want you to join this one, join the other one. We come to the other one, we say, I don't want you to join this one, go join that one. So therefore they're barred from effectively joining one, even though they're theoretically chayiv in having one. The same way women are. Okay, Pa'amim Shunim Pa'amim, it's possible, Shunim Nau Shlosh B'Sochim Kachas, that a slave can have portions in three different korbanos. Hey, Chavira, what's the case? Avdo Shoshnei Shutfim, a slave of two masters, Tzorkli Monas Al Pesach, he's got to get his own Korban Pesach. What he does is he gets a dollar from one master and a dollar from another master, and with his Shtei Zuzei, he buys himself a Gadya, right? That's his own Korban Pesach, right? So that's how he gets it. Now, what happens, however, one of his masters now releases his part, right? Shichur Echon Mehem Chelko, one of them releases his part. Tzorichli Monasal Pesach has got to take another Korban Pesach. Because the first one he took, he's not fully a member. It's not fully his anymore. He's not a money on it anymore, right? At least half of him is not, because he's been released. So this new half has got to find itself a Korban Pesach. So he buys a new Korban Pesach for himself and his other half. I'm not making myself clear, am I?
The master that released him had previously given him a Zuz.
Yeah. Right.
So what happens to that Zuz? It's no longer...
He spent it already.
Yeah. So.
But it's a Korban Pesach which he's now not fully affiliated anymore. Because he's spent it as a slave and now as a free man. Right, so he's not... It's like a different person now. So therefore he has to buy a new garment. Now, what happens afterwards if... Shichur Shneim, the second guy, releases his portion... Then Tzorkli Monas Al Pesach, you need yet a third Korban Pesach for the third configuration. Shmuel Bar Abba Aboy Evan Mao Shiochel Mishloshton, can he eat from all three? Now, of course he can't eat from all three. What it means is, does he have the option of eating from any of the three, either any one that he wants? Do I say that when it says he got from all three, does it mean that he retains the power to eat all three afterwards? So why should he retain that? If you say Eved lo yochal mishloshu, that he can eat from all three, me'ata lo yimona ala Pesach. So that's the case. Nobody's ever going to join this Eved on their Pesach. Because maybe his master will go and release him. And they're going to have this partial hektish mixed into their avodah. So therefore that means that once he was subscribed to one of these three, any one of the three korbanos, in good faith, he retains his portion of that korban. Because otherwise people would never subscribe him unless somebody releases him midstream and they render the korban posel. Now, in fact, Mashbiach points out, even if somebody releases him midstream, it doesn't make the korban posel, because the Pesach, which is eaten, lemnuya lochlev shlo lochlev, is still kosher. So the Mashbiach says what it means that Amaratzim will think that if he joins on the korban, he posels it when he gets released, because that part which is released never participated really in Korban Pesach. So therefore, to preclude those Amoratim excluding this car from the Korban Pesach, lest one of his masters release him, that's why we say that regardless, he can eat from any one of the Korbanos Pesach which he joined the Kashrus. Each one which when he joined, he was had the right to join it, he can eat it later on. So therefore, people won't say, well, I joined the Pesach guy into my Korban, the Korban is tainted.
They could have just made a gezeira of Rabbanan saying that masters can't release slaves.
Yeah, but we don't want to say that. That's inimical to the spirit of Judaism not to release slaves if there's a compelling reason to do so. Oh, it's not nice. Okay, everybody's a slave, right? So, Sazamara, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, I'm Rabbi Zero. Say Rabbi Zero, boy. Now, Rabbi Zero asks a question. Rab Maushi Yetze Bek Tishabin. Can a slave be Makdish something for his master? Says Mori, obviously he can. Lomasis is not the following Mishnah. Hoimer Labdu, somebody says to a slave, say, Yushkotel Etze Pesach, go and show the Korban Pesach for me. So says Mori, Masis Vidas Rabba, that's where his Rebbe sent him. His master sent him. Matzri Chalei, what's our question? Shalom Vidas Rabba, what's the halacha when he didn't send? His master didn't send him, but he's the trustworthy slave, is the Eliezer, the Eved of Avram. Can he take on his own? Mar doesn't answer. If you have a person who's Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choron, whose master, quote unquote, subscribed him on his own carbon, he can't eat from his master's carbon. Why? Because the master didn't intend to take to make his free part a money on the carbon. The master's not responsible for that part. He wasn't even thinking about that part. So if the Eved is not properly subscribed to his master's carbon, he cannot eat from it. Okay? And Chayv Hashem Rabbi Yelon said, Mishachet, fascinating, come on. Mishachet, you have a chet ben chorin. It's never in the Bavli. So I mean, he's half slave and half free. Kidei shisha. He marries a woman, a chushin kush, it's not a val kiddushin. Amazing concept. Because he can only be Mekadosh half a woman, or only Mekadosh a woman to half himself, right? And there's no such thing. So therefore, it's not about Kiddushin. However, the Kava saw, what about similarly, Giresh, Ein Ki Gerush of Girush, Ein Koshin of Girush. Amazing question. Bottom question is, why are we talking about a get if you can't get married? You know, what does that mean? So the truth is, there is a quasi marriage for an Eved Ivri and for an Eved Kanani. What is that? Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. So what is that marriage? Everybody remembers really, really extra credit. If you know this, like you can get instant Kodol Ador status. What's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin allowed to marry? Not just one of those. Close. A full shivcha.
Full shifcha?
Yeah, shifcha charufa. The shifcha charufa is a shifcha who marries a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. I'm pretty sure full shifcha. I might be wrong about that. You might be wrong. You think it's chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chorin?
You know, it isn't that simple. I think there's a processes that took place here.
Yeah, it's a Gemara Yevamos, which I don't remember because I only know Yevamos once. But whatever Shivcha Harufa is, whatever Shivcha Harufa is, not if I learn it twice, I'll remember, but for sure if I learn the once, I'm not going to remember. But Shivcha Harufa is a special relationship between Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin and a Shivcha. I think it's a full Shivcha, maybe it's only Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chorin. But they have a quasi married state. Remember, somebody's Mizana with a Shivcha Harufa, so it's not Eshashish, she gets flogged for it. Right? She doesn't get killed, she gets flogged. Right, and the guy gets off the hook. He brings a carbon, I think, but he doesn't have to get flogged. So that quasi status, even that, it can't be megarish. If he contracts that kind of status, there's no gerushin, because gerushin is only a tool which is given to full Jews. You're not a full Jew, there's no gerushin. Okay, if you're not Jewish at all, you don't need gerushin. You just walk away from it. But if shivach harufa is the situation, you're stuck. Shmuel says, no, it's possible for him to be Megarish. At least we have to suspect that if he's Megarish, she's Megureshes. As the Shmuel Krab Yudah, Shmuel goes to Krab Yudah. The Tzayatan, we learned over there, if you stole, you're a kidnapper, and you stole somebody who's half Jew and half free, half slave and half free, Rabbi Yudah says you're Chayev, because he has a status of a full Jew in that respect. Because he only stole half a Jew, not a full Jew. So Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds that there's a chatziyev and chatziyev minchorn is like a weaker Yisrael. He's not a full Yisrael, and therefore he doesn't have kiddushin, but he might be a partial Yisrael, and therefore he has kansel gerushin, and therefore if you kidnap him, he has the status of Yisrael, in that you could be chayev for having kidnapped him.
Where's the
Yisrael
mention of kidnapping?
What?
Where's the Yisrael of kidnapping?
Lo
Sigdov. Remember learning in Rishami that they don't have old Lo Sigdovs for kidnapping?
I remember that vaguely. But it says anywhere else when they're going to have Ishim Chorov and Imtza Biyodo Mos Yumos.
Oh, that's pretty clear.
Yeah. So, I was waiting to pull that out. The first one there. Okay. Home El Havto. Somebody says to the slave, so the slave shechts a goat, yochal, shechts a levi, shechts a sheep, yochal, let him eat. Shechts a gdi, the slave shechts both a gdi and a tle, yochal should eat whichever one was slaughtered first. Shechts a malo, marlo, rabble, let's say he forgot what his master told him. Ketzi, I said, what should he do? You shall gleave a tle. You should check both. Yomar, you should say, Im gdi yomar li rabbi. If my master said that, I should check a goat. Kedisha lo, the master is, the goat is the master. The master is the goat. The goat goes to the master, utle shali, and the sheep is mine. Im tle mali rabbi, if he said I should slaughter a sheep, utle shalo. He said, I should sort of sleep for him, right? Hatleshlo, the sheep belongs to him. Ve'agdi shali, and the goat is mine. Now what? They're both shlemazels. Shachach rabba omar lo. He forgot what his master told him. His master forgot what he told him as well. Yetzer beis right, you got to burn them both, because we don't know who can eat which one. The p'turim lasos pesach sheni manav shach. The zrikas adam was okay, so they're exempt from doing pesach sheni. We don't know the Zrikas Dam for which was which for whom. We shouldn't go after the first one, which is Shechted. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Mastis Amar Kei. The Mishnah says, Shogi Kthiv Etle Yochal Min HaRishon. It's quite obvious. You eat from everyone's first. Period. Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yochan, Tarvein Amrin, they both said, Rabbi Nosani. The end of our Mishnah, which says, you burn both of them, they're parted from Pesach. So Rabbi Yon Nosan, who says, Rabbi Nosan Amar, Yetim Mizrika Blu Achilo. You're Yetim with Zrika Saddam if you didn't eat it. Rabbi Chisar Shem Rabbi Ramemel said, no, not necessarily so. Tipote Shoshoro Rabbo Ben Shchita Zrika. Perhaps it's talking about a case where you forgot, the master forgot between the Shchita and Zrika. So at least the Shchita has to be done at a time when he remembered that he could eat. So perhaps it's not okay if you're completely unaware of time Shchita, who can eat it. He'd what, but you have to be aware and then forgotten. I'm Rabbi Kitzke said, Mesiv Chaim Rabbanu, one of the rabbis asked, but I mean, who are you? Some say it's Rabbi Kitzke himself who said it. Mashbiach puts it, he says, Kitzke didn't want to ask directly because it doesn't pass for him to ask these questions. So he said, I heard one of the rabbis ask. He meant that he himself asked the question. So, Hot Ninon, didn't we learn? Excuse me. Shachach is a typo here. It should be Ma'a Marlo Rabbo, not Rabbo Ma'a Marlo. It says Shachach Ma'a Marlo Rabbo, Yisro Gdi Utle. It says if you forgot what your master told you, Shech the Gdi and Utle. So we see that we're talking about what's the case. You forgot what your master told you before you got to the Shechita. So Mistama the Sefer, which is talking about where you forgot and your master forgot, it's where both of you forgot before the Shechita. Right? So it must be that our Mishnah Rabbi Nos who says, Zrikas HaPesach is okay, even if you shecht and you can still only do Zrika already from the time of Shechita, you already don't know what belongs to, that's sufficient, you're still Yetzir Korn Pesach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hibish Pesach HaChalon is Gaiav in his Gaiav. Let's say you separated your Korban Pesach before he became a ger, and then he became a ger. Now Lieberman says this line is very difficult. It's kind of goy set aside Korban Pesach. Meaningless gesture, right? So he says this line is lav dafka. If it is dafka, it's a tremendous chiddush. Means a person who knows he can be, is going to be megayer, can already set aside a korban. Okay? This is not the type of korban goyim can bring. We saw this morning in Daf Yomi Shkolim, right? That a goy can bring certain korbanos. But this is talking about a korban which a goy cannot bring. Yet nonetheless, he can set it aside. Very interesting chiddush, right? Now, the next one, actually, Nishtacher, an Eved, sets aside a korban, Vinishtacher, and then he gets released. Actually, if he stays saros, he sets aside a korban as a minor. If he stays saros, then he becomes an adult, gets two hairs. Tzarechimonos the Pesach, he's got to bring another Pesach afterwards. And Rav the korban eder says the reason for that is because Bali Chaim Nidchim. An animal which was set aside for a Kedusha, which it cannot have, and that cannot be used then subsequently for the Kedusha, which is mandated. For example, if he sets aside we're still in Eved, can't be used for Ben Chorin. It's already Nidche. We got a diminished Kedusha, which renders it unfit for the full task later on. Same thing with case said by a minor before he became an adult.
What happens to the animals? Do they have to go out
and graze? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Close figures, Rabbi Nelson. You know, anytime it's suffet, you yotze is suffet karm pesach. It's like Rabbi Nelson who says zrikas adam is sufficient. Chutz mi azorik dam chatoso v'dam hashom, except for special lochum mishmin sinai, which is the following: if somebody sprinkled the blood of his chatos or the blood of his osham pesach afternoon, is a person mechusa kipurim. He needs to have a brought a kapora, nausea, or mitzora. He needs to have a carbon brought before nightfall. And just before nightfall came, you sprinkle the blood of the carbon. Suffik balayla zark, suffik b'yom zarak. We don't know if it's a day or at night. So special halacha is there. Nasik is suffik kapora. There we say it's like suffik kapora. And the halacha is by suffik kapora or meko for reasons beyond me. It gets the halacha mosh b'sina. Anytime we have a suffik kapora, kipper, we assume that the kapora was a valid kapora. Okay? Somebody says to his kids, "Hareni shoyrim zapeisach hamanas mishi yalam ikem mishal yushlaim reshechten kor pesach." For whichever one of you goes gets first yushlaim, it's a race. Came shechnes harishon rosh of ruba. Once the first guy put the head and the majority of his torso enters yushlaim, so then zocha bechelko yizocha in his portion mezakas aech of imo, and he brings along his brothers with him. But Bavli said because the father didn't really mean to exclude the other brothers. He just wanted them to demonstrate chavivus for a mitzvah by running a marathon. So therefore, he really, together with the brother who wins, all the others join as well. Okay? You can't create subscription on Korban Pesach unless everybody has a kazais. You can constantly subscribe and unsubscribe until the time of Shechita. Even beyond Shechita until Zrikas Adam. Rabbi Yochanan Reivachit said, "Leitz Karmei Shochi." Don't read the Mishnah when he says that he says, "I'm going to shechten or wherever comes first to Yerushalayim," because by that you can't make subscribers by Shechita. Or by a frosha. El Areni Mafresh. What he meant to say is when I set it aside, I'll set it aside for whoever comes first. Everybody else will get a portion b'schus him. V'lomat nisa Areni Shoichet b'shvil azarzo. Why does it say I'm shechting for his purpose in order to make him diligent? But really, it's that frosha which sets aside at which time you designate the menuim, and therefore he meant to say I'm going to be Mafresh for that individual. Okay? Says the Gemara, the very Rabbi Lezer Shem Yosha said, no, Tanai Beisinu, Shazayimah, we had this in the Bavli as well, my Beisinu, Shehezem Mavish's Pisco, a person can set aside a Pesach, and Zem Mavish's most of me, and for another person can set aside money, Bimana also Al Shaloh, the guy who set aside Korban Pesach can bring him in on his Korban Pesach, Vamos Yotzei Zechulin Meleim, and the money becomes chulin on its own. Now you need a Tanai basin on this, because as we learned in the Bavli, normally what, if you set aside money and make it hektish, what makes the money always hektish? That you pay for a chulin animal for it. So then the kedusha of the money goes on the animal, and the animal becomes kadosh, and the money becomes chul. But if the animal's already kadosh, because the Korban Pesach is ready, and I'm accepting you as a new subscriber. So the money which you give me, which is Kaddush, what's going to make it Chol? You're buying into how much is already Kaddush. So what makes the money Chol? Nothing, right? So that's why the more has to say it's a Tanai Basin. That a Basin made a condition, that in that case the money becomes Chol. It's like Lay Basin Master, the Basin makes a special condition. All right, the Gemara will go on with this, but I'm sorry it's early and I have to stop because I ran out of what I prepared. I only prepared up to here. So you have the misfortune of having to go home early tonight. Sorry about that.